KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you're shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. We're on the phone now with Congressman Steve Pierce. He is the he was a U.S. representative for New Mexico for 14 years. And he's just done an amazing job as the chairman of the Republican Party since 2019. Congressman, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Every day is a blessing, I tell you. Our family's healthy and safe. We are enjoying life.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Congressman, I need to say three things that have really alarmed me this year. And we've all faced COVID, and there's all kinds of repercussions of the shutdown and all of these different things. But when I saw Lobo basketball and Lobo football, and now the Republican Party's convention, Operation Freedom, has to be, all of these have to be done out of the state because of the restrictions here, I just can't believe it. Tell us about Operation Freedom and what you're doing on May 14th.
Well, Operation Freedom, typically we have our Lincoln Day or our Silver Elephant, what you want to call it, just our big shindig. And that's once a year and usually in Albuquerque. But we just weren't able to get good speakers to come in here. They had heard how that New Mexico was shut down. Kevin McCarthy actually came in at one point, and the state police were dispatched out to his event. Our speakers just don't want to be embarrassed like that, and they don't want a national news story. So nobody wanted to come to New Mexico. They wouldn't let us gather in the numbers that we wanted to. There was no assurance that New Mexico would be open. So we simply moved the plan and said we're going to go to Amarillo. So May 14, 15, and 16, that's a week from basically tomorrow, we are going to convene our state gathering in Texas and Amarillo, the embassy suites there. We've got more than 300 people signed up to go. It's a huge turnout. And so on Friday night, Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota is going to be our speaker. Saturday night, it's going to be Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, founder of the Freedom Caucus, both of them good friends of mine from Congress. And so we're going to have what we're calling a getaway weekend, our Operation Freedom, which we talk about how we can improve New Mexico all during the day on Saturday. Then Sunday morning, we'll have kind of a non-denominational church service for all of us. Then we'll hit the road and we'll call it good. But it's an exciting time, and everybody that is involved in the preparations, or they're busy, they've got all these tasks that we've got to get done in this next 7 days. But it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing event, and I'm still so disappointed for our hoteliers in Albuquerque that they couldn't be the hotel that's hosting this, but at the same time, thankful for the embassy suite out in Amarillo, and really thankful for the hospitality the people of Texas have shown. I know they hosted our Lobo basketball team, and I know the women's team, I don't know what state they were in, and of course our football team was up in Nevada, so a lot of people helping us and caring about us. And yeah, I'm excited to hear about the leadership and the speakers and all the things that other states are going to be doing to help New Mexico, and that's really an exciting thing. Congressman, I want to come back, though, to the so-called science. We have a state health director that was quoted in a deposition brought by a lawsuit of the trampoline parks in New Mexico against the state of New Mexico. And the deposition clearly reads, the attorney in charge, and I'm paraphrasing, ask her, this is Dr. Collins, ask her if she was aware of any data, any science that actually showed that the businesses were shut down, which include trampoline parks and Cliffs Amusement Park and other things like that, were any less dangerous to people, or maybe they would be super spreaders for COVID. If there was any data showing that compared to businesses that had been allowed to even open partially. And her exact answer was, I am not aware of any science supporting those claims. So there really isn't any science to any of this.
No, there's not. I've repeatedly said that the Governor Noem is one of my favorite governors. She never shut the state down. She never closed the businesses. She never shut the schools down. She doesn't have a mask policy even to this day. She simply told people, here is the risks. Here are the people most at risk. Here are the people least at risk. Now go live your life accordingly. And their infection rate has never been much different than ours. Statistically, it looks very similar on a piece of paper. So we shut down the schools for almost a year. We closed our main street businesses for the same amount of time. We've put people out of work. We've uprooted lives. We've lost scholarships for kids that would have played sports. Most of our students have missed a year of their education. You just can't make these things back up. And it, for all likelihood, we didn't experience any better results than any other states. So I tell people, if you ever wonder why that we need Republicans, just right now compare the Republican states to the Democrat states. Compare Texas to New Mexico. Compare Florida to New York. Compare South Dakota to any number of the Democrat states. And you'll see that that the economies are flourishing in the Republican states. New York, California are devastated, and New Mexico has been devastated. I don't know that New Mexico can ever bounce back, frankly.
Well, I know this about you, because not only am I aware of your record in Congress, 14 years, you're not doing this because you have no hope. You are actually a fighter. You are a person. You've been a businessman. I'm sure you faced ups and downs in your business in the oil and gas industry. And now this just happens to be one of those down times where you have to really come together and fight. So I appreciate your leadership. But tell me, what are the things that our voters in the state of New Mexico, in our second 15 minutes together up to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Congressional District 1 election, a special election that actually is now open for voters. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I guess I'm wanting to see what your perspective is. It seems like the media and it seems like the Democrat Party has done such a good job of discrediting Donald Trump, and yet they're not actually really looking at the record. So it seems to me that there is a focus now. Donald Trump's no longer the president. Joe Biden is the president. And there are questions that we need to be asking of the candidates. And we've got a mayoral election coming up in November. What are some of the things that we need to get voters to understand as they prepare to vote, even now?
Well, the first thing that I hear out on the streets is people are worried about crime. If you want crime to be different, you're going to have to elect conservative judges. Right now, the judges in New Mexico, by and large, the Democrat judges, favor the criminal, not the victim. And they allow them to get out. One of the reasons that we have such high crime rate, they let so many criminals out so soon that there's no sense of on the part of the criminal that there will ever be any consequences, and so they don't have any fear of the law. They don't have any respect for the law, and that's a big problem for us. I tell people, if you're dissatisfied with the education, if you're dissatisfied with the curriculum and the things that are being taught to your kids at school, then run for school board or pull them out and put them in a Christian school, put them in a private school somewhere, charter school. Start making actions instead of just complaining. We all know the problems in New Mexico. We just usually just go about our lives and complain, but it's crunch time right now. If we don't start changing the state soon, then there is not a pathway back for us. We're already falling so far behind the other states that in our jobs that our young people are leaving at an amazing rate. This census that is just now coming out is pointing that out very, very in frightening fashion, that the young people simply aren't here. no state, no country, no family can exist without the next generation. And yet we continue to export the young as if it had no downstream consequences. So those are the things that I would be asking if I was looking at who to vote for in the mayoral race.
Well, a person that you're very familiar with, Paul Gessing, president of the Rio Grande Foundation, shared some data with us a few weeks ago. He said that out of the 91 years that last 91 years, the Republicans have not controlled any branch with the exception of the governor's office in the last 91 years in New Mexico. And that was the last time we ever had any kind of advantage in the legislature as Republicans. The last 61 years, they've had what he calls the political trifecta, where they've covered the governor's office, they've covered the state Senate and the state House. And I guess maybe I'm just, sports has played such a high role in my life. I look at coaches that come in to coach our basketball team at the University of New Mexico, and if they don't win within 4 years, we make a change. Well, here's a state that has been governed largely by a philosophy and a focus of a political party that has led us to these records. We are second in the country in violent crime, and oftentimes, and that stat could change, we could be number one in a 30-day period at any time. We're last in education. We're last in childhood welfare. And so I guess, Congressman, I want to ask you, do you still believe that we can come together as Democrats, Republicans, and start actually working together to take care of our families?
I do. I think that that your average conservative Democrat views life very much the same as your conservative Republican. I represented people who were registered Democrats. They told me, hey, we just very rarely vote for Democrats because they've moved so far away from us. In the last election cycle, 30,000 people registered as Republican, first time in their lives. Many came from the Democrat Party. The prevailing words were that the party left us. We didn't leave the party. So we're hearing that frequently, and that's one of the things that we are concentrating on in Amarillo. How do we push forward on positive changes for New Mexico? In many places, Republicans are not going to win until people see that we're the ones who will make a difference in their life. If they are dissatisfied with education, they're probably not going to start a charter school. It's generally Republicans who will do that. So let's start giving alternatives to where people can believe in it. And that's why we're implementing what we're calling a county-by-county program. I don't think that we're going to get the state out of the ditch by running 30-second ads during political campaign season. I think that era is gone. I think what we've got to do is be authentic. We've got to have good vision for what we want to do in the future. We've got to be able to stand up and defend our views in public. And when we do that, Democrats will vote for a Republican, but they've got to hear it first. You got to make sense to them. If you don't, then they're simply going to vote their party. But we've seen over and over that play out. When we were knocking doors for Trump down the stretch in October of last year, we were hitting on, starting about October, we were predominantly hitting on Democrat doors alone because we had already knocked the Republican doors. We were going to get that vote out. But the Democrats were just inviting us in and asking us to show the material to them. What is it that we believe in? So we as conservatives, whether you're a Republican or not, we as conservatives should be out talking about our faith. We should be out explaining to people what the purpose of that in our lives is. We should be talking about the free market, the advantages of choices in the market, advantage of choice in education. If we will engage with our community, if we will engage with our friends, and it's going to take an all-out effort to reclaim this country and this state, but if we will do it, then I think there are Democrats, independents, and declines to states who are ready to help us. I think one of the most vivid things that happened during the gubernatorial run was I was on the campus of UNM and the young man came in that did not appear to be Republican. I was speaking to the young Republicans, and he began to ask questions and really press issues very hard. I just answered because I know the issues pretty well, and so I just answered. And matter of fact, here's what how that works, here's how this works. So at the end of the meeting, he stood up in front of everyone and said, I'm a socialist Democrat, but this socialist Democrat, or maybe it's Democrat socialist, I forget how they how it goes. But he said, this Democratic socialist is pulled on for Pierce for governor. He said, you just make a lot of sense. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to talk about our faith. We're supposed to be able to talk about our beliefs in a way that people can understand it. And so that's, if we will do those things, I believe the state is ready to come together.
We have Steve Pierce, the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, on the phone. He's going to be with us one more second to the top of the hour, or one more segment, I should say. No politician and no pastor I know can do anything in 1 second, Congressman. We're going to be back with Steve Pierce right after these messages, and we're going to talk about the Congressional District 1 race and the upcoming mayor's race in the city of Albuquerque. So stay with us. We have a lot more for you. We'll be right back. Chris Borsch and Phil Caltofano recently listed their home through Holly Slade and Dave Slade & Associates. Was it difficult living in the home and being prepared to have realtors show it?
Not at all. We had the home exactly how it needed to be, and when we were notified it's time to get out and it's going to be shown, everything was timely and in order. So, no, it wasn't a problem at all for us.
Chris, how did Holly make helpful suggestions to you about how to stage your home for sale?
Holly said it was really important that we keep the house staged because when people walk in, they feel like it's a home.
Phil, let me ask you, would you say that Holly and Dave Slade & Associates do business by the book?
There is no gray area with them, and it's just automatic, no problems at all.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Gloria and Stephen Bonner chose Holly Slade with Dave Slade & Associates to sell their home. Here's what they had to say about their experience.
I became aware of Holly through the advertisements that were on KNKT, so I knew I had to investigate that and see about the expertise that she had. The first thing, she came over our house and began to identify practical ways for us to stage the house for the best return on our money. It was on the market parts of 3 days. Actually, one day it was done.
She had done her homework and she had the comps ready for us. She just really knew what she was doing. She recognized that we felt like our home was a gift from God and that it was special to us. And she wanted to make sure that the right people got the home and saw it in the same way that we did.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
On the phone this afternoon with Congressman Steve Pierce. He's the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. Congressman, I wanted to ask you about the audit going on in Arizona right now on the election. I understand from my engineer, Steve Ryman, that the audit's not intended to overturn the election, but to really do a thorough investigation as to whether there were irregularities. Can that affect, depending on their findings, what's going on around the country and in New Mexico?
Absolutely. There are many questions about the last election. It's difficult to tell if there is validity to those concerns. I tend to think that the courts did not do the country a big favor. They should have taken one or two of those high-profile cases. They should have publicly worked their way through it to where everybody could be sure that the system is working properly. You know, Florida back in 2000 had the hanging chad between Al Gore and George Bush, and they were publicly embarrassed at the hanging chad situation, and knowing that everyone looked at them as being corrupt. So they set to work on that 20 years later. Then we come into the election last year. They have millions of votes cast. They were the first big state in the union to get their votes counted. No problems on either side. So that introspection by a state is what Arizona is doing and what every state should do. There were state governors, secretaries of state who violated the law, and not just in a little way, in many ways. They excused it away on COVID, but the truth is that COVID was not always a factor in it. So Arizona is counting. What we were trying to do in Albuquerque was to do the same thing. We wanted to assess, was the vote legitimate, wasn't, because you got questions on both sides. Some Democrats think that Republicans are gaming the system. Republicans think Democrats are. So we had to answer the question, but the judge in that case would not let us have more than, I think, three people, maybe six people in the counting facility, and it was a huge facility. Had thousands and hundreds of thousands of votes there laying in the floor, and we had enough volunteers we could have counted every vote. We'd have been happy for people to watch the counting going on. Nothing hidden, no sudden moves. But the judge said, okay, you don't have but this many days, and you can only have five or six people in there. So we never really got a good count on Albuquerque. We had monitored every machine, every tape from every machine every day. And so we had a pretty good record going into that election cycle, but we weren't ever allowed to really check the system out. But that's what Arizona is doing right now, hand counting supposedly every ballot in Maricopa County.
Mm. Well, and I wish we could keep talking about these topics, because I know you could probably spend a half an hour with us on any one of these things I'm talking to you about, but I wanted to kind of review a lot of things going on, because we're only able to get you on the show every so often, and every time I send you a list of topics, maybe a week early, by the time you're on the show, 20 other things have happened. So I appreciate you keeping us as timely as possible. We are right in the middle of a Congressional District 1 special election. Melanie Stansberry, the Democrat, Aubrey Dunn, the Libertarian, Chris Manning, Independent, are running against a Republican candidate, Mark Moores. I would love for you to tell us, what should we be asking about each of these candidates?
Well, one of the biggest concerns right now, and you should be asking federal questions. So a federal question is one that originates out of Washington, not out of Santa Fe. And that border issue is a burning hot issue. 75% of the people polled a couple of weeks ago said that they thought the Biden administration was doing a horrible job on it. 55% of Democrats said they would not vote for a Democrat in the coming election just over that issue, because there's no mass policy at the border. They're just taking people in. There's no checks on their health. They don't have to take a COVID test to get in here. We have to take a COVID test to even go to some of our conferences here. To get on a plane, sometimes you have to have a COVID test. And yet hundreds of thousands of people have been rushing and crossing the border, illegally. And so then they're being distributed by the tens of thousands out across the country with, again, no health check. Each community is going to be having to sort that out themselves. The second thing I'd be asking about is this election, H.R. 1. That's House Resolution 1. It's the one that wants to federalize all the elections. Just imagine the post office running the elections here in New Mexico, and you get a sense of how it would be performing. But in that bill, there's a provision that Nancy Pelosi stuck in that would give every candidate, $10 million to campaign on. I'm just telling you that the corruption in that kind of a system is going to be very, very deep. I would ask them what they feel on cutting or stopping the Trump tax cuts. That would cause every family in New Mexico to pay about another $2,500, $3,000 a year in taxes. also ask on that, because that issue is being pushed very hard. Those are some of the things that I think are really differentiate the parties. Mark Moores is doing a good job pointing out that, that Ms. Stansbury has said that she would defund the police, that there needed to be a whole new system there. That, with all the crime that we face in New Mexico, would be a horrendous choice. And it's, and the women of the nation are letting that be known that they don't like that idea. So I suspect Democrats will quit talking about it as soon as they can, but a lot of the supporters that got them into office are insisting that they talk about defunding the police.
Yes. Well, and along those lines, Albuquerque is riddled with crime, probably more violent crime in the last 90 days than we've experienced in the year previous. I don't know exactly what the data is, but we had a chance to talk a little bit with Sheriff Manny Gonzalez, who this was before he announced he was going to run for mayor. So I only have about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you about the mayoral election, our incumbent Mayor Keller and Manny Gonzalez and others who are considering. What are the things we should be focused on about the mayoral election, and who should we put in that office?
Yeah, the crime is the big issue there, but then also just the spending of money on the infrastructure. How is that being spent? What are they doing to for transparency? What are they doing for the health care of the city? What are they doing to clean the city up? Just those types of questions are the appropriate ones for that race.
Well, and I can't let you go, Steve Pierce, without asking you about something fun you're doing in New Mexico. I know you love this state. You love the outdoors. Are you and your wife been able to get out and do anything fun?
I tell you, we have been able to. She and I just get out in the car and drive. Sometimes that's one of the things we enjoy. We've been flying our airplane quite a bit. I enjoy that. She enjoys it. I get out and walk in the sand hills quite a bit right now. These days are just magnificent. So a lot of things that refresh and renew the spirit every day, we ought to be doing that.
I know you probably can't answer this question, but I do want to get Mark Moores on the air, so I may be in touch with the party about doing that ASAP.
Yeah, Mark would be glad to be on. I'm talking to him pretty regularly. I'll let him know you're asking.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. You're a blessing to us. God bless your work, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Jim. Keep up the great work.
Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.